Listener, we begin today in history on January 16th, Religious Freedom Day. Religious Freedom Day is celebrated every January 16th in the USA. According to National Today, it took years of effort from the media and the government in America to fight for religious independence. This commemoration was established on January 16, 1993. Later, the historic signing of the International Religious Freedom Act in 1998 also played a big role in ensuring religious freedom there. Even though today people in America are generally tolerant of religious diversity, the day serves as a reminder for future generations to continue promoting tolerance and respect. Moving on to January 16, 2001, the President of Democratic Republic of Congo, Laurent Desire Kabila, was assassinated. Laurent Desire Kabila was shot by a teenage bodyguard. The tragic event happened at the presidential palace in Kinshasa while Kabila was meeting with one of his economic advisors. An 18-year-old bodyguard came into the room, pulled out a gun, and fired 4 shots. The palace initially denied the incident. Later, Congo's Minister of Justice, Wenze Kongolo, confirmed that Kabila was indeed shot by his guard, Rashidi Kasereka. We end today in history with Ellen Johnson Sirleaf officially leading Liberia. On January 16, 2006, a historic moment happened for Africa, especially Liberia. The country was officially led by a woman, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the first African woman to be elected as the head of state. On that day, she was sworn in before the Liberian people and international guests, including the First Lady of the United States, Laura Bush, and U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was re-elected in November 2011. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.